any need to stress the importance of this game? I know every week we ask you, is this game important? Is this game important?
I think we all know what's at stake here. With four games left, here we are tied with Carolina. We play them two of the next three. We know what's at stake. You know, this is all for the division title. And obviously, potentially the two seed. So they're a great football team. They're playing extremely well right now. I think, what, eight in a row they've won. So we know we're going to get their best. We're going to need to bring our best. Well, we've done things well for a very long time in a lot of different ways. And one game does not set that back. One game does not change our mindset, our confidence level, our attitude in any way. Last week is in the rearview mirror. We had a great day of practice today and looking forward to putting together a great game plan for this weekend.
The last time I think a lot of us saw a loss like that was 07 in Indy when you all were still maybe kind of finding out who you are. Is it different because you know who you are, you know about the guys in the locker room more than maybe you did back then coming off a loss like that?
Yeah, I think we still know we're a great football team. And we still know that everything we want to achieve is right out in front of us, you know. And all the things that happened in that game are things that we can fix, you know, things that we can identify and that we can fix. And we don't lack, you know, talent in the area. We don't lack certainly the effort or the intelligence or the want to in order to get those things done. So those things certainly give you a lot of upside moving forward.
You guys have played a lot of pretty stout defenses this year, even statistically speaking, a lot of them top 10 in scoring defense. I mean, do you kind of lean on that going up against a defense like this who's coming in? They're, you know, tops in the league at points. So.
Yeah, they're excellent. There's not a defense that's playing better than these guys. You know, in every statistical category, you know, they're tops. And obviously number one in total defense. So playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they don't have a weak link. I think you just, as you kind of watch each and every game, you know, you see kind of defined game plan, and you see great execution, and you see a lot of discipline and, you know, great leadership. They've got, you know, some great leaders at the linebacker position and, you know, guys that just, you know, play with a lot of high effort, high intensity.
And any one or two players or units that has stood out as something that's definitely new and improved from a year ago on that unit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's I'm thinking back to the last time we played them, you know, at the end of the season, and they were playing really well at the time. I remember they were banged up in their secondary, so there's a lot of young guys in their secondary, but they played very well. You know, up front, they have a great ability to get pressure on the quarterback, and they've always had that with a lot of these young guys, and I think they've even added to that, you know. I know with their first-round draft pick, Star, and some others. You know, linebacker position, you know, Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly are two of the best in the game, especially as a tandem. So, you know, a lot of the same personnel from when we played them at the end of the year last year defensively.
Is there, I guess, a certain level of comfort knowing that you've done so well at home in primetime games, or do you even pay attention to that?
It's we know the type of atmosphere that a Sunday night football creates in the dome with our fans and, you know, night game and everything that's at stake and all that. So we know it's going to be an electric atmosphere. We still got to come with our A game. We still got to play well. It's encouraging to know that, you know, we've been in this situation many times. We know how to handle it. We know, you know, focusing on, you know, the process and the week of preparation and the ability to eliminate distractions and everything else. Can't make this game any bigger than it already is. So you just need to be ready and go out and play.
Drew, why have you, I guess, personally kind of excelled statistically at home prime time?
Have a lot of confidence in our plan and our guys. They're always big games. They're always very meaningful. My level of preparation is the same each and every week, regardless of where we're playing or who we're playing or, you know, what's at stake. So can't point to anything specific other than I have a routine and I always stick with it.
What about where you are in the country, if you're on a plane, if you're seven time zones away, like you had to do this week?
Yeah, it's always a challenge when you go on the road, especially 2 days ahead, because, you know, that you have to alter your routine a little bit. But I kind of have a routine for that, those types of trips now. I mean, we two-day tripped it to, you know, Chicago because of the storm we were getting out of town for, and then New England, and then again now for Seattle. So three times, three of our, you know, what, six road trips this year, we've been two-day trips. So kind of have a plan for that.
What about coming back when it's delayed?
Yeah, that, well, you know, I guess if there was a positive with that, obviously we wanted to, you know, get back and, you know, get started here with everything. But it got us a good night's rest that night, which I think serves guys well, you know, as we, you know, approach this week on a short week. You know, guys just getting their bodies ready, you know, their minds, you know, back into it, you know, ready for this weekend.
With the exception of 2009, your Super Bowl year, the playoffs haven't been kind to number one seeds from the NFC. You guys, that's probably out the window for you guys now. Is that really much of a concern to you guys?
No, we no team had ever won the Super Bowl after losing the last three games of the season back in, you know, 09. And we rolled through the playoffs and won every game. So we don't care about what the statistics say in regards to what's happened to other teams.
I think when a defense like Carolina can speed up the clock in a quarterback's head,
yeah,
what does that do to comfort level, and how best can you as a quarterback,
yeah,
adjust to that?
Yeah, I mean, just it. I'd say common sense would tell you that, you know, the you know, if you're able to pressure any quarterback and the timing is thrown off, you know, you have to get rid of the ball before you want to, before the receiver's out of his route, or before you get a good look, or whatever it might be, that, you know, that's typically when mistakes happen, you know. And so all the time, I know we talk about, we preach, you know, protecting the quarterback, getting pressure on their quarterback. You know, I know every D-line coach in the league is preaching that to their guys and talking about, you know, the importance of that in a game.
I think over their eight-game stretch, you have 17 takeaways. Is that the key stat that kind of stands?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of takeaways in that stretch. Part of the reason why they have won 8-0.
Have you had a chance to talk to Cam or get to know him from Pro Bowl experiences or from any other interaction?
Yeah, I was with him at the Pro Bowl, and you know, other than just practice and stuff, didn't spend a whole lot of time together. So I can't say I've spent a lot of time with him. No.
When you look at the offense coming out of the Seattle game, how much of what you're doing this week? Actually coming off Seattle, how much of it is issues that you wanted to fix versus that just being a singular effort where it's nothing really to be fixed, it's just a
time
occurrence?
I think we walk away from that last game saying, number one, there was, you know, number one, we didn't feel like we got a whole lot of opportunities. Now, partly that was our fault because we got a lot of three and outs, so we weren't able to sustain drives, create any rhythm or anything like that. But number two is just like, man, everything that kind of could have gone their way went their way, and could have gone against us went against us. So it's not like we caught any breaks in that game. But, you know, listen, no excuses. I mean, we got up there and we got whooped. So you got to be able to move past that, certainly not let it linger, and focus on the here and now, because this game is the most important game this season. Why? Because it's the next one, but also it's a divisional opponent at home, and one that you know, is vying for the same thing we are, which is the divisional championship.
Just to follow up, have you watched much of Cam Newton's growth this year? Obviously, he's having maturity.
Watched, you know, some of the Monday night game against New England, and then just kind of obviously followed him, you know, because they're in their division and they're, you know, they're kind of chomping our heels there. But he's played extremely well. I think you've seen the growth, you know, kind of before your eyes. And I mean, the whole team's playing well, you know, but certainly he's playing with a lot of confidence, and they seem to have a lot of confidence in him.
Is this fair to say it's a rivalry? I know that Atlanta's the rivalry game, but you all, it seems to get a little chippy sometimes, and they always seem to have a solid record against you all. I mean, it is fair to say it's a rivalry game, is it not?
Every divisional game, I guess you could say, is a rivalry game, just because there is so much familiarity between the two sides. So I'd say those games do seem to be a bit more chippy, maybe. But listen, they're a great team. You know, we're trying to be a great team, and there's a lot at stake. So I'd say anytime you get a game like that, you know, you're going to have that element of intensity. Thanks.
Thanks, Drew.